And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to Your Financial Destination. Well, over the next 15 minutes, let's go over some different investment options, some alternative investment options, designed, as we say in the show, to improve or enhance your retirement income. So let's do a recap from where we were one time before. We talked about SEG funds and the performance of Fidelity, and you might have your own different funds you like, but Fidelity is one that I use a lot and my clients, and certainly have enjoyed that performance. And of your portfolio, a balance, what should be in my portfolio, a lot of clients say. And roughly 75 to 100% of your portfolio could be directly into SEG funds. But typically, the old split used to be 60-40, meaning 60% growth and 40% income. And back in the old days, back in the 80s and the 90s, that income would mean GICs that were paying double-digit returns and perhaps bonds, some fixed income along with your growth. Well, those days have changed. You now cannot get good yield on fixed income. GICs pay 1 to 2% and bonds pay not much more than that. So that's a poor yield. And what is the risk involved in having funds like that is more the loss of time. Time will go by and you're not making enough money. And the problem with open markets, a lot of people, well, then let's go all stocks or funds in the open market. The problem is the swings, the volatility. And as we saw in March, and some people didn't like that, the money goes up, and it goes way back down, and it goes back up. Some can handle it, but it's like the old movie way back, well, old way back, 20 years ago, the Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise movie, A Few Good Men, that line, you can't handle the truth. Sometimes in funds, you can't handle the volatility. It causes people to be concerned and make moves that they shouldn't make. So to stay away from that volatility, you go to fixed income. And again, GICs and bonds don't pay enough. So the more popular option right now, in the last perhaps decade, 10 years, is the private or exempt equity or income funds. We talk about them quite a bit on the show, and you'll, if you watch BNN and all the other, you'll hear about alternative investments, private incomes. So what is a private equity fund and some history behind it? Well, let's go back to 2008, 12 years ago, when the markets fell. And that was a big fall in the markets. We didn't have COVID, and no one was getting sick, but it was a housing crisis. Bank stocks fell dramatically in the States. Banks closed up. Money stopped. The market collapsed. And that took about an 18-month span, all through 2007, 2008, even 2009. Yet out of that, private investors made money. Private pensions made 8%. While people are losing 30%. Now, the definition of a private fund is basically a fund or a company that is not publicly listed. And companies or funds, they want their investors to put a, there's usually a limited number of investors as well. They want them usually to put their money in, usually used to be high net worth clients, had to have at least $150,000 to get in. They would operate or control that private fund. It wouldn't be in the listed publicly, so there was no downward pressure from the fear of the markets or people buying and selling. You were locked in, and you got a fixed rate return. The biggest contributors to private equity funds over the years have been pension plans. Our very own CPP has now probably 40 or 50% of its funds in private equity. Now, colleges, Harvard, pension plans, and millionaires. People put their money in these funds because they don't want to get, or they're not happy with low returns. They don't want to be in the open markets where markets can move up and down. So after the 2008 crisis, it began to open up for the average investor, the basic client. How do I get into some of this money when rich people are getting richer and the poor guy's getting poorer, which has always kind of been the way? So you can get into private equity funds, and you can have a minimum of $10,000 is what's required to get in. So it can't be just anybody. You can be up to $10,000. There's a limit, usually for most clients, $100,000 a year is the most you can put in. And if you're a millionaire, you can put in as much as you want. Private equity funds will consist of primarily real estate, commercial loans, and debt, or commercial loans, debt, energy or mineral royalties. You can put them in an RSP tax-free, but they're very tax-efficient for those people outside of an RSP. So we're going to look at some advantages and disadvantages right after this, some private equity funds or income funds, and look at how they're different than all the other funds you have. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So let's look at some advantages and disadvantages of private equity or income funds, often called alternative funds. So they're very different than stocks, completely different than stocks, and very different again than GICs. And they're both different. And seg funds are different again, and ETFs are totally different again. And they're totally different, everything than annuities and market-linked advantage. So all these different funds are unique from each other, but combined can give you a well-rounded, diversified plan. You don't need all of them. But basically, it's a well-rounded plan if you can get two or three of these different types of funds. So the advantages of the private equity funds, they're non-correlated to the markets, meaning they don't move up and down. That was the big deal. Usually have a fixed unit price. And most, you know, stocks can rise from $2 a share to $80 and drop and whatever it might be. Usually the private equity funds are listed at about $10 per share. That's it. And it stays that way. Now, historically, but not guaranteed, they pay a fixed rate, often depending on the fund, 6 to 10% per year. The average is around 8, of course. So you don't get this plus 15 one year and minus 6 the next. It's 8, 8, 8, 8 every year. You can choose growth or income, meaning you can let it compound and grow, or you can take the income from it. So if you had $100,000 and it was getting you 8%, you could make $8,000 a year income, or you could let that compound. And so 100 becomes 108, becomes 116, becomes 124, and perhaps 3 years later, take 8% of that income. Now you've got about roughly $10,000 a year income based on what it has grown to. The terms are usually 3 to 6 years. So it's not a short-term idea. It's not something I want to get in and get out. It's a five-year, at least a multiple five-year plan, and most investments should be. Again, the minimum to get in, often most of these funds is $10,000, some are $25,000. So you can't just, I want to start with $100 a month and chip away at it. You need a lump sum, and that's what people do. They take a lump sum, I want to lock it into one of these ideas. Don't put all your money in them because you might need, the biggest disadvantage is liquidity. What if I need my money back quickly? Can't do it on these. Again, three categories for investor. A basic person can put up to $10,000 per year. A basic person is an income pretty well less than $75,000 a year. So I can do $10,000 a year if I want to, every year. Eligible people are those who make $75,000 and over. They can do up to $100,000 per year, at least 10 to 100. And the millionaires can do as much as they want. Often those funds are real estate, as I mentioned, they're residential apartments, the commercial. They will generate roughly about a 6% return on the income that they make off their rentals. The income funds usually pay a little bit more, but there's not a lot of upside to the income. They're 8-9%, they stay there. They're real estate funds, because the value of real estate can rise, can generate a better return long term, but you got to stay in it. The disadvantages, as I mentioned, you need a lump sum. It's no monthly investment. Liquidity, very tough to get out of until the term is up. Now, same goes with a GIC. If you do a five-year GIC, that means 5 years. You can't call your bank after 2 years and say, I'd like to get out of this 1.5% fund. I'm sorry, you're there till 5 years. The same will go for this. Often they're 4 to 6 years, so make sure it's money set aside. If you need money coming up in one of these funds, you sort of have to forecast. I'm going to need some of that money, and it takes about 6 months from when the term is up to get it back out. So it's not something you can, I'm thinking about it today and I want it by Monday. That's not the fund for this. Your stocks, your ETFs, your other funds can do that, or simply have some cash on hand. They are not insured. They are not guaranteed. These are targets like dividends. They seem to hit them, but they're not guaranteed. COVID could change it. Things can change it. Not all private funds are the same. Some of the ones that try to offer a higher return are higher risk. Some don't make it. They all have good intentions, but sometimes management might take on too much. COVID is always out there. It could affect a private equity fund, certainly. So the question is, how much should I invest? What is the deal? So basically, if I had 100%, and 70% were in growth funds, perhaps 20%, 10 to 25. in a fixed rate private equity fund could be a good balance for you. Everyone's going to be different. It enhances your retirement, but it keeps your funds diversified in a plan that you're comfortable with. So, private equity funds, they've exploded the last few years, and one of the funds we talk about a lot here on the show is it's called Invico. So it's got a lot of staying power. Invico was brought up in the market about 2013, and you can qualify for a couple of different segments in this fund. And it's been around, and I like funds that have been around for a while. I don't jump in quick on any fund. I don't like, let's jump on it quickly. Often I'll wait a year or two to see how the fund performs and then advise my clients from there. But Invico has been around for a long time. It has paid, basically there's one, you do a fixed rate of 9%. It's paid 9% every year since 2013. So far during COVID, every market crash so far. The next 10 years, can't guarantee it, but it's been a very good fund. It wins a lot of awards every year. It's been a great one. I own this fund, I'll do a disclosure, and many of my clients, it's probably my number one private equity fund by far. Many of my clients who are listening in this morning have this fund. And they take it as income, they can take it as growth. So the way it would work, so I have different clients. Let's say I have some who put in the $10,000. They have some extra money, they have some cash on hand, might have some GICs, and these clients, I have $10,000. And the Invico was paying 9% per year, $900. Divide that by 12, you're $75 a month income on money that you really kind of sat around and did nothing. A lot of these clients are in their 80s. I have one lady who's in her 80s. So what you do is, well, you make it a joint account with one of your younger sons or daughters. So if something happens to you, if you stop breathing, the money would bypass to your next in line. If you have a spouse, you do a joint, especially older. And if you're older and there's no spouse, you would do a joint with one of your children, the one that you not like the most, but trust the most. I guess every family has that. And that can be a joint. So if you do pass away, he or she just simply takes over that fund and goes from there. I've got another client who's in his 50s. And I have all kinds that are in 10 and 12, but and older and 30 and 40, but I'm talking with some of the older ones. But one guy in particular is 50, a good stock selector. And I'm not a stock picker. I don't do stocks. He's very good on stocks. When he hits his target, hits his goal, makes his money, he takes that profit and locks it away in a private equity fund and gives him back his 8 or 10% once he's made, I assume, a nice killing on the stock market. The other idea behind, they're very tax efficient. So you're making money on the investment, roughly 8 or 10, but only half of it is taxable. So you can get away with, it's not tax-free, but very tax efficient. So that's one of the main funds we use. We have a lot of them in real estate we talk about as well. And I'll mention those on another show, but that's how the income can work. There's another one called OKR. It'll pay you a fixed term of 3 to 5 years. Its target is between 6 and 9%. It's been paying that since 2017. So I alternate both of those two funds. I've got a client who has both in his RIF, and he takes out $600 a month. He has roughly $100,000 in both combined. It pays him $600 a month. It has the last 18 months, and their principal has not gone down at all because the interest from it is enough to pay his RIF payment. So that's how some of the private equity can work. We'll be back in a moment to summarize what we've talked about.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back to summarize. So alternatives to our private funds, grown very much in popularity. Do some homework first. Funds and rates are not guaranteed or insured. Not all make it, but the leaders, the core funds, have produced great returns of 8% per year for the last number of years. They're not a get-rich-quick scheme, but enhancement to your investments and an increase to your retirement income. So any questions on today's show or any financial topic at all, you can email me, roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca, or visit the website, yourfinancialdestination.ca. My home office is in Dartmouth, but the work office is at 1702 Sackville Drive. You can call me at 902-499-5879. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Roger Hamilton. Stay safe and stay invested.